More college students across the country are seeking out mental health services. Annual reports from the Center for Collegiate Mental Health show the percentage of students reporting they attended counseling for mental health concerns has gone up each of the last 3 years. Dr. Aaron Krasnow is Associate Vice President and Director of ASU's Health and Counseling Services, and he joins me to talk about what he's seen at his school. And Dr. Krasnow, have you seen increased demand for mental health services?
Yeah, ASU, like most universities around the country, have experienced increases in service demand in counseling centers and health centers, and our rates of increase are similar to the national averages.
Do you get the sense that the students or some majority of students who need these services are seeking them out?
Yeah, I think for the most part, students who need services are seeking them out. This is something that I think is a major improvement in our society, is that more people who recognize that they have emotional health concerns are putting their hand up or reaching out for help, and that services are prepared and ready for them to receive them when they need it.
What kinds of services are students really looking for and or needing at ASU?
Students in general in higher education are seeking support to ensure that they get through college, and that kind of support takes many forms. Sometimes that means they need support from a trusted friend or a family member. And we at ASU, like most universities, will help prepare friends and family members for providing optimal supports to students. Sometimes what they need is something a little bit more specialized from a physician or nurse practitioner or a psychologist, social worker, or counselor, where they're going through something personally where they need the time and the expertise to talk it through and get some additional help. It really varies, but one thing that is for sure for all students is that they're very interested in supporting their academic achievement and finding the type of resources that work best for them.
Have you had to ramp up the availability and maybe number of services or the number of practitioners who are able to provide those services?
What we do at ASU to make sure that we're available to students is we prioritize access to the service, which really matches what this university is about. We're ensuring that anybody at any time who needs to talk to somebody about anything can find somebody to do that.
Have there been financial costs associated with making sure that a student can talk to somebody pretty much whenever they need to?
Well, when it comes to resources, the first thing we look at is how effective our current resources are at meeting whatever need. And from there, we make adjustments about utilization, about leveraging technology, about either buying software packages or ensuring the use of innovative programs such as peer support models and efforts to distribute care into the environment, such as the residence halls. And so when we do that, we get to find out what it is that we would like to spend money on. And so what we spent our money on is actually increasing the opportunity to do self-paced and self-help types of services. We are going to be rolling out additional versions of that where students who maybe are feeling that they're struggling a little bit, they're not in an acute crisis, but they would like to learn some additional skills or find ways to talk to a partner or a friend about an issue or help with some stress management, they can find those resources online. And that way we can ensure that the services that we have from professional counselors, which tend to be the most expensive services, staff, is devoted to those students who need that in particular.
Are there particular challenges in trying to treat college students maybe in relation to the general public? I mean, a lot of times, these are 18, 19, 20-year-old students who might be away from home for the first time and really stressed out about work and life and school and everything else that's maybe piling on them all at once?
So the first thing I'd say to that is college in general, compared to the general population of similar age people, is actually a protective factor. And so students in college tend to be healthier in many ways and also have a lot of coping skills. That being said, university life, it's its own context, and it's important to design services like we do in both health and counseling at ASU to the particular developmental level of the individual, whether they're a traditional age college student between the ages of 18 and 25, or they're a returning student or a veteran. There's something unique about being in college, the effort to achieve and meet their academic and career goals. And so we design services that are particularly focused on ensuring that people, when they're struggling, can get back on track to meet those goals. And so that requires both an understanding of developmental psychology for the 18 to 25 range about what is unique about being that age and maybe being away from home for the first time or making even appointments for themselves for the first time. And then also what it means to be in a performance context like a university.
Does ASU charge for these services?
There's no charge for any service at the beginning of any service in counseling. What we want is any student for any reason just to show up and start talking to us. And then we do have service charges for ongoing services for those people who have the financial capacity to pay for those services. If anybody is in a financial dire straits or has other financial needs, we can waive those fees as appropriate.
I'm curious about your perception and sort of what you've seen and heard from students and some of the folks who are helping these students about the issue of the stigma of mental health and mental illness. Do you find that this is a particular concern among students who are coming in, that maybe they don't want other people to know about it? Maybe they're worried about being stigmatized for even needing to talk to somebody about something.
You know, the stigma of mental health persists in particularly in American culture and some other cultures as well. But it is actually lessening, particularly amongst the traditional age college student. One of the things that's happening is more young people are willing to say out loud what their emotional health concerns are or where they're struggling. What's happening is that the rest of society has not quite caught up to their ability to communicate their emotionality. And so the rest of the society is not structured in a way that can receive that in something that is wholly supportive and wholly validating of that experience.
Dr. Aaron Krasnow, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Aaron Krasnow is Associate Vice President and Director of ASU's Health and Counseling Services.